That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we are now in the first weekend of March, the telltale month, the most important month of the year. And tonight I'm going to talk about the full moon that's in Virgo on Tuesday and the first half of March 2023. I want to remind you that March will be enormous. It's going to be an enormous month for the world energetically and for you as well. This will be a major event, and I'm helping you all to prepare for it, particularly the second half of March, which I will be talking to you about next week. We have the spring equinox along with Pluto changing signs the last half of March. And we can expect a lot of action all month and huge energy shifts. Saturn moves into Pisces early on March 7th and will remain there for 3 years, up until February of 2026. Actually, for the East Coast, it's around noon time on March 7th. This will affect all of us around the world. I spoke about this last week on Let's Find Out. And you can listen to the archive and catch it if you missed it. This energy movement is the biggest part of the first half of March, while Pluto moves into Aquarius on the 23rd and will be there for the next 21 years. We also have the Aries spring equinox on the 21st. And we have moved into these energies already. You can start to feel them. Saturn gets closer to going into Pisces this week. The spring equinox is considered by astrologers to be New Year's Day because Aries begins the astrological chart and represents a reawakening, new growth, spring, so it's a huge month. On March 1st, we had the beautiful conjunction of Mars and Venus at 12 degrees of Aries. See what house this energy falls into your chart. It can bring success, recognition, abundance, romance, or perhaps some pleasure and sociability. Some kind of happiness for you. Next, we have the full moon in Virgo at 16 degrees. And this is the sixth out of seven full moons in a row at 16 degrees of their sign. The number 16 in the tarot is the tower. And that is where we are all at this moment in humanity. We are all at that tower moment. And the coming months, March, April, and May will be game-changer months for everyone. Now, let's think about the sign of Virgo. One of the most important signs of Virgo is purification, feng shui energy. This does not mean spring cleaning, not this time around. This is a total clearing out of your energy field and consciousness. Look around your home. Look around your life. Look around the people in your life. And look around your mind. And look at any of the parts that no longer represent the new you. What represents the old you? Relationships, jobs, living location, your self-talk, your books, either what you read or what you write, or whatever. Just move anything that is stagnant and stale out of your life. These are your old identities and are not going to be... These old identities are not going to be blown away to the dust. In 2023, they're going to be removed forever. So often, most of us humans define ourselves from our past. Past relationships, past jobs, past financial situations, whatever. If they haven't gone very well, be aware that you don't need to drag the bags of toxicity into your present life or your future. Don't drag the heavy suitcase of a toxic past, whatever that represents you, into your new life. Now, this can be a little difficult, especially if it's with family, but it's very important to work on it. Do not infect your future. We are about to take a huge jump into an evolutionary life path. And you just don't want that old stuff to get in the way. You need to have really a tough love with this, very tough love. Find where 16 degrees of Virgo falls in your chart. Whatever house it's in represents some long kind of culmination. Some closure in that area of your life. Or it can represent secrets or hidden matters coming to the light. It certainly will represent that with governments around the world. And the full moon is going to shine the light on those matters. We have five planets in mutable signs. Mutable is something that's flexible, like Play-Doh. And silly punny. That's mutable. Which are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. Mars is in, the moon is in Virgo, and Mars is in Gemini. The Sun, Saturn, and Neptune are in Pisces. They're all immutable signs. Very adaptable, very flexible. And this can help you to adjust to changing circumstances. Some you will need a lot of fast footwork. It can also lead you into a bit of overwhelm. You need to remind yourself to remain grounded. So, if weather permits as we go through March, have bare feet on the ground. Wiggle your toes in the earth. This is absolutely the best you can do to ground yourself. It is a better way than vitamins or supplements. The benefits of doing this are immense, psychologically and physiologically. As always, at every full moon, we have the sun and moon opposite each other. So just stay grounded. Because we will be going through some very fast, quick events. They will be overwhelming, they will be shocking, and some of them you will not believe. And the planets are moving into Aries at the equinox, the 21st of March. the Sun is in Aries, Jupiter is in Aries, and after the week equinox, things are going to be amped up, and you need to be grounded and ready. I'm going to explain all this to you after we listen to our weekly cosmic tip. I'll be right back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report, week of March 6th through March 12th, 2023. Monday, March 6th has the moon in productive Virgo. The sun makes harmony to Saturn in friendly and innovative Aquarius. This combination makes for a great working breakfast or lunch with a friend. Two main outer planets are changing signs in March, the first of which is Saturn, moving from Aquarius into Pisces on Tuesday. This will usher in a time of reflection and greater sensitivity and wisdom. The Virgo-Pisces full moon is also on March 7th, forming a loose square with Mars in Gemini and trining Uranus in Taurus. This powerful movement shakes things up quite suddenly, forcing everyone to let go of any outmoded actions and change course. You have to let go of any stubborn ideas and be open to a new path. On Tuesday morning of the Virgo full moon, Saturn moves into Pisces until February of 2026. Think back to where you restructured your life and higher vision the last time Saturn was in Pisces, which was February of 1994 through April of 1996. The opportunity is to bring a new vision for your life into manifestation. The challenge is to actually do something about the vision that you want to manifest and not just sit and fantasize about it. In the mainstream world, we shall see governments, Saturn, more involved in prescription and non-prescription drugs. Oceans will be in the news. Earthquakes, commercial farming, fish in stress and dying in the ocean. Drilling oil in sensitive places, and the potentially destructive mining for minerals to use in electric automobiles. Somehow we forgot that's what it takes to make an electric automobile. Friday's energy of determination and ambition is not a good energy for teamwork, which could be a great headache for managers who have to navigate everyone's various moves. However, it can be quite a productive day, allowing you to work through your tasks so your weekend can be free from any office worries. Saturday and Sunday both promise to be very heartwarming and romantic days. Saturday, March 11th, has two soft but pleasant planetary combinations. Relationship planets Venus and Mars make harmony with each other. Try to do something spontaneous with your partner on Saturday evening. This sense of love and adventure increases on Sunday, along with feelings of love and joy, which deepen. Communications planet Mercury makes the same gentle harmony to eclectic Uranus. That's great for friendly conversations or taking a short day trip to someplace fun. Please be aware that daylight savings time begins in the USA on Sunday morning, March 12th. Remember, spring ahead, fall back. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. Hi, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back. And I'm talking about the Virgo full moon. Virgo is about, how can I be of service to the world? How can I help you? It's very much a service sign, and so is Pisces. Pisces is the healer, and Virgo is the nursing and nourishing. Virgo is practical service, and Pisces is spiritual service. And they want to bring something bigger and greater to mankind. They want to bring more to mankind than they do to themselves. The Pisces-Virgo axis is known as the health axis. Pisces is linked to the blood and lymph system. Virgo is linked to the gut, digestive system, and nutrition that feeds the blood. But the focus of Virgo is to get all of the body working like clockwork, all of the body aligned, balanced, including the chakras, and working like it should again. Again and again, I see health practitioners having Virgo splash all through their chart and Pisces for nurses. I see body workers for Pisces, energy healers and nurses. It comes up over and over. So both signs are health keepers. And Virgo rules the sixth house, the house of health and diet and keeping up with yourself. Virgo was known in ancient times as the keeper of the earth, the alchemist, the natural energies, all the wisdoms that the earth gives to us as healing, the plants, the herbs, the essential oils, all of the things that are natural to the earth to heal all of us. My grandmother always taught, everything on this planet, every natural thing, flesh, mineral, water, has something within it that can heal, even snake venom. That's what she used to say all the time. With the Pisces sun and Saturn moving into Pisces, we are going to be learning more about healing from what's within the oceans, the water. We have Neptune in Pisces, and Pisces is a water sign. They're going to go way down deep in the ocean. We will be learning more about the seas and about water itself and the part that it plays in our living consciousness. Seawater has tons of healing properties, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and can be purified through microfiltration to be of help to us humans. And they're working on that science now, and they're coming up with fabulous, unbelievable healing tools. Spring water has these properties as well. This type of healing is coming. This is what this full moon of Virgo represents, and I think it's an immense subject. And many people are working with water and searching the depths of the ocean to bring this about. I really respect it. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, and Mercury also rules the signs of Gemini, the sign of the mind, the sign of communication. Mars is in Gemini, and right now it's in a T-square to the sun and the moon. What this means is getting your facts straight, becoming precise, getting your information and news right. It eliminates fake news and brings in the truth. There is a lot of mental energy here. And equally, Mars in Gemini is stimulating the mind, stimulating knowledge and stimulating energy. There's a lot of information coming at us. But is that information correct? What is true and what is not true? Mercury is also squaring Neptune. That's great for creative writing, for making movies, for going into the imagination. but it also brings deceit, lies, and negative thinking, like made-up stories. I think we've all had enough of that. We've had so many made-up stories in the last 3 years, lies, lies, and more lies. It's time to drop into your heart and use your intuition to find the truth. Not your ego, not your will, but your heart. There's a big thing about truth here. In March, we will be digging into some of this dark energy that's been around us. Many of us may feel angry about the facts and the information that is being uncovered in the bright light of this full moon. I'll give you one that's going to really, really be in focus in the next few months. President Biden blew up the Russian pipeline, and he could be removed from office. That could be happening this month, or the truth coming out. This is health-related in the millions of people who could freeze to death because of it. We'll wait and see what unfolds. I know there's trouble in paradise. I've been saying all year that we are at a very big time for endings. This is signaled so clearly here. Saturn at 29 degrees Aquarius, which represents endings. Pluto at 29 degrees Capricorn. 29 degrees is endings. And these three last degrees, 28, 29, and 30, are known as critical degrees. And Pluto is going to be crisscrossing from the 29th of Capricorn to 1 degree Aquarius in the next few weeks. For the next 2 years, which can bring the death of money as we know it, the death of leaders, the death of lovers, and the death of fear of change. Very interesting. This is going to be a complete transformation with humanity. This change will be running for the next 2 years. Endings, beginnings. Endings, beginnings. Now, we've had five new moons at the beginning of their signs and six full moons at the end of their signs. I find this so fascinating. We are at the point of divine justice. We all have to see the truth. For the evil to see the error of their ways, we have to see it. And then for them to see the truth. Can they face themselves? Also, to challenge established thinking in order for the divine justice to take place. Note that our next full moon in April will be in Libra, a sign of balance, justice, and the law. So that's very, very important too. And what I wanted to do for you is to tell everybody what they'll be experiencing during Saturn, Pisces, and what's coming. And I'm going to do that in a few minutes. All this astrological energy is profound and helps us connect back to ancient beliefs that our ancestors had and the indigenous people still carry. For they still believe in a lot of the old traditions and sayings. They always prove to be true, no matter how many people try to say otherwise. The energy connects us back to the need for order and regularity. It connects us back to the realization of spirit, to the realm of the divine. And it's on other levels, other realms. We need to get back to harmony. We need to get back to oneness. We need to get back to flow. And we need to respect all living beings. Plants, snails, cows, birds, trees. So stay in love and gratitude and appreciation and devotion as much as you can. Do not be swept up by the external. There's going to be so much going on, so many lies coming out in every which area, politics, AI, everything. So many distractions out there. And there's going to be other leaders making other decisions that are going to be questioned in other parts of the world. Really work on yourself. Be determined that you're going to stay on track in the higher energies and on the higher timeline. That higher vibration of love, that is what's going to accelerate the new earth and magnetize the new earth and its reality to us. The more of us that climb on the bandwagon of the new earth, love, peace, and harmony, the more quickly and fully we will magnetize it to us. That's the truth. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're going to have our half-hour break, and then I'll go through the zodiac signs with everybody. So I'll be back after this.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Water. It's known by many names. Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister. daughter, so humble and pure. I would cry too if I was a cloud. I would cry long and I would cry loud if I could wash away.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And that was Wonderful William singing Water, which he wrote in the 1980s. That song is so true and so beautiful. I really love it. I hope you do too. Now I'm going to walk you through the beginning of Saturn in Pisces and what you can experience in your personal life over the next month to 2 months or so. So we'll start with Aries. Jupiter and Venus are in your 12th house. This is a time for old memories to pop up. Reminisce and find comfort in that. It's also time when you are sleeping well, time for meditation and perhaps some light yoga. With Mars in your third house, which is the house of communication, neighbors, siblings, and short trips, you could have some upsets with your brothers and sisters. You may be in the car a lot, with a lot of short-distance errands or trips. You'll also be learning some new things. It's time to socialize and start some new friendships, Aries. Taurus is next. Jupiter and Venus, of course, are the love planets, and they're also the planets of practicality and good fortune. Jupiter and Venus are in your 11th house, and you have met new people, and you have acquired a lot of new friends. Your social life has opened up, which will bring a lot of new opportunities for you. Mars in your second house, the house of money and values. Be careful about your spending habits. In Taurus, you usually are. You're very good with money. You may be a little bit impulsive or impatient now. There will be more money coming through this month, which is always good. It's a time for career advancement, looking to find a new job, or maybe to get a raise or promotion. It's coming. Gemini. With Jupiter and Venus in your 10th house, this has been a good time for your career-wise, and this will be a good time for your career. You're out there, and your reputation is coming alive. More people know you. This will always bring you more success. With Mars in your first house, you have more energy, more drive, more ambition, and you feel like getting up and exercising, doing all the things you didn't have the energy for before. And with the Sun in your 9th house, you look forward to some travel plans. Maybe you're planning a summer getaway overseas, learning, seeing different cultures, long distance travel, taking different courses of interest. You can learn so much, Taurus. Gemini. Cancer is next. This whole year is focused on gaining new beliefs, spirituality, getting more involved with your spiritual side, and learning some higher-minded things that you never knew before. You may take some new technology courses, computers, or find a new way of doing things. You, too, have a love for travel. However, with Mars in your 12th house, you may be having some sleepless nights. Something in the past is bothering you. An old memory, a connection with a sibling. Be aware of dark places and maybe get an alarm security in your house and work on that sleep and quieting your mind before you go to sleep. Take care of your physical body because you are weakened and you have to build up your immune system and physical strength at this time, Cancer. Make sure you do that. Now we'll go to Leo. This has been a time of inner reflection for you. You have been getting to the bottom of many issues. You've done lots of research projects, both personally and educationally. You want some answers to various problems and hidden matters, things that have been hidden for a long time. You also could get some money through other people, perhaps an inheritance or a settlement. And your friends may not be the friends you thought they were, and they could cause you some upsets and problems. Be suspicious, be aware, and protect yourself. You know, as you go through these changes and these having to accept the truth no matter what, people change. And you may find that in your friendships. Your partner is going to want to be the center of attention. And usually you Leos are the center of attention. But allow it. It's only for a short time. They need more attention from you and they need to feel appreciated. Let's go to Virgo. This is the best time for relationships for Virgos. You're coming together with newness and possibility of even a new relationship. If you want to meet someone new, this is the perfect time. Both Jupiter and Venus are in your 7th house of partnerships. If you're in a good relationship now, you will see how much you and your partner are getting along, thinking alike and doing things together. this would be a fated relationship if you met someone new. I think that's pretty great. With Mars in your 10th house, this is a great time for a career advancement. You have energy, drive, along with a kick to achieve. You will be more appreciated in the workplace, but don't try to get in competition with your boss. With your sun in the 6th house, you may go on a health kick, and that's what Virgos are all about, health and healing. And you'll have the energy to begin. And while you're at it, kick out all of those bad habits that you've been working on. Libra, you have been getting healthy. You have been taking care of your body, perhaps with diet, new exercise routine, and also around the workplace, you have new people, new friends, camaraderie, togetherness, and working in teams, working in unison to make things happen. With Mars in your 9th house, you are persuaded to learn new things. You too want to travel and see new cultures and explore the world. Perhaps take a new course. Learn about artificial intelligence computer courses that would help the world. And perhaps some spiritual learning, maybe going on a spiritual weekend retreat. You feel creative, you have new ideas, and if you're pregnant, Libra, it could be a girl. Scorpio. This whole year and before, you have been more creative than ever. At this time, Scorpio, move forward with new ideas. Your window is now through mid-May. Any art form is good for you. Painting, sculpture, writing, creating new ideas or new ways of doing things. Computers. It's time for investing and prosperity. Be aware that Mars is in the 8th house, and sometimes that can bring in inner fears, something you're afraid of. It could be money. It could be a family matter, a health concern. You may need to talk to someone. Maybe a therapist can help you. Be sure you get some answers. Bring some peace into your life. With the sun in the 4th house, you are connecting better with your family and your home than you have in a long time. And you're possibly getting closer with your mother, whereas before, you had some kind of an emotional separation. Sagittarius. You are doing things to feel more at home. You may decorate. You may buy that new piece of furniture. And you're feeling closer together with your family than ever. And you're extending that out to cousins and aunts and uncles. Have a celebration together. It's time to connect and to feel a sense of security that home life can give you. Mars is in the 7th house, and it may compel you to find a partner or bring some disruption with your present partner. Be careful. Mars is a planet of war, so at this time, you are compelled to bring things out into the open, things that have been bothering you. Talk about it and heal them. The sun in the 3rd house, you could come together with a sibling, and there's going to be a lot of new learning. You also will probably be in the car a lot with long distance errands and journeys. Capricorn, you've been in the car a lot, and you may be feeling in connection with siblings. The 3rd house deals with siblings and the oldest son, as well as your neighbor. There is a deep connection at this time. If you're pregnant, it could be a boy. You're reading a lot more and expanding your awareness in so many ways. With Mars in the 6th, your desire to exercise and get fit can really kick in. But don't expect to have any camaraderie around the workplace. People are fighting against you, so watch it. with the sun in the second house, you could have some unexpected expenses. But what you put your money in right now, you will get back later. Just know that, Capricorn. And you're good with the money, too. You and Taurus are very good with handling your money. I respect that. Aquarius, this is a good time financially for you. Aquarius. Money is coming in. Lots of money. Are you listening, Kathy? Maybe you've been waiting for it. But all of this time, when it all comes together for you, you will be thrilled because you've earned it. With Mars in the fifth house, you may want to invest, but be careful. Don't do anything that's too risky. If you have children, they might be needing your attention more, and perhaps you may need to help them with some expenses. Perhaps they are being combative with each other. The sun in the first house helps you feel stronger health-wise. Put forth the effort to change your health habits, exercise, and eat healthy foods. There you go, Aquarius. I think you've got the best of them all so far. Lastly, we have Pisces. You are about self-improvement. This is a time to invest in yourself. How you look. How you feel. Go out and buy some new clothes. Fix your hair. Change your exercise routine. Change your diet. Whatever it is, work on yourself because you are looking better than you ever have. People have noticed and are letting you know how attractive you are and your magnetism that you're building up. Mars in the fourth house brings attention to your home. You may want to decorate, renovate, buy a large appliance, or perhaps change location. Perhaps buy more real estate or invest in property. You also could be thinking about getting an electric vehicle. Your mother could be a bit cross at this time. Your vitality is not as strong as it usually is. You need to get more sleep. Please do so, because that is a great investment in yourself. Remember, the astrological energy helps us connect back to the ancient beliefs that our ancestors had and the indigenous people still carry. Go with your heart and go with nature, and you can't miss. If you really listen to it. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're at the end of the evening, and I've really enjoyed being with you tonight. We are going to have our meditation, and luckily, our William is going to remind us that there's a full moon in Virgo on Tuesday. So make sure that you sit by that window and drink in that moonlight. And I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening and good night.
Moonlight on my window.
take me to my dreams tonight? Will you carry me on your beams tonight? Sweet moonlight, moonlight on my window. Oh, sweet moonlight. Oh, take me to the stars.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up, up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in
and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.
Thank you.